Jerry, I think for 38 minutes she's led the game. The four before half time and virtually all of the second half. I'm sure you thought it was going to end differently.
Aye, when you're on the pitch, you would hope it would end differently. But we know this past few years, even here last year in the Christie Ring, we've sort of led the whole game as well. And in the last 10 minutes, Derry just seemed to have the better of us the whole time, this past few meetings we've had. So we sort of knew it in the back of our minds here today, and the same thing happened, unfortunately. But we came here today just looking for a performance before the league next week, and I think we got that. I know it's not nice losing the final, but we got the performance at the end of the day, and it's all now we can look back on and see what happened, what went wrong, and review it for the league going forward.
I suppose there was 2 points in it. Christie had the free. It was a goal or nothing for Derry, and he nailed it. So it was just, I suppose whenever you're standing over it, it was either going to be black or white. You're going to win or lose.
Well, that's it too. You know, we sort of knew when Christie set the ball down. He's a good striker for a ball. So he is, and we sort of knew he was going for it. And I think he knew in the back of his head that our goalkeeper come on there for Luke White. He's not really a goalkeeper, so I think Christie knew that. So he just drove it straight down his throat. And, you know, that sort of way. And just them wee small edges on the day takes you through games like that. And we're heartbroken now, to be honest. We the last couple of games, not a nice way to lose it. So you'd rather lose by 10 points than a point. So,
and I suppose you scored some unbelievable scores yourself. You picked up player of the game, and you would swap it for victory, obviously, but you're bound to be happy enough with your own performance.
Well, I am and I'm not. I missed two easy ones there. They put us 4 or 5 in front, so I need to get down to the training pitch after training this week and hit a few, because I think it was the two of the easiest frees I missed all game, and it seemed they got the harder ones, which is all, normally the other way about. So overall, performance-wise, we probably could, myself included, be a wee bit more efficient from play, but that's another thing. It's a good thing about the McCourt Cup. You know where you're at, and during playing, you can work on things for the league, yeah.
And in terms of the McGurk Cup, like, I think you had won it a couple of times before, and it has helped you going into the league, and it gives you those games. But out of today's performance, do you take enough out of it going into next week against Tyrone, or where do you think you are?
We took a lot of positives from that game here today. I know when we played Tyrone in the McGurk Cup 2 weeks ago there, we weren't too happy where we were at. So we sort of knuckled down over training over Christmas, and, you know, we sort of seen the rewards of it there today. You know, I think we put on a massive shift, and a massive performance. And, you know, it was a complete night and day from we played Tyrone to we played Derry here today. So, you know, we're an upwards curve, and we have a lot of new blood on this year, which seems to be gelling well with the team. And, you know, we're looking next week and now positively in the Tyrone, but we know what we're going to get against them. So we'll be ready for it.